Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
If you want to know how the collective behavior of tenants and rental properties happen in a given neighborhood, this is an approach that would provide you that information.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Shane Sauer. How you doing, Shane?
Doing great. Thanks, Joe.
Welcome to the show. And Shane is joining us from Kansas City, Kansas, where he is the co-founder and COO of RentFacts. And RentFacts helps investors determine accurate rents, vacancy, and all the other stuff that's relevant for investment purposes. And he'll get into that in a little bit more detail. He has been in the real estate industry for over 15 years. He is a licensed civil engineer, so he pays a lot of attention to detail. He is a general contractor, a licensed general contractor, and a licensed appraiser. He enjoys travel and scuba diving, and his favorite place to travel is Bora Bora. So with that being said, Shane, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure, yeah. My family's been involved in real estate in one shape, form, or another since we ever got started. So as soon as I could push a lawnmower, I was actively involved in the rental business. I think that may have rubbed up on some child labor laws, but my dad had me pushing it anyway. So we've always been around it. My academic background, as you mentioned, is in engineering. I went to school and became a structural engineer and really had a passion for just digging into problems and looking for best solutions. And that feathered its way into my real estate background and career of 15 years, where most recently with RentFacts have tried to tackle the problems that everyday investors and lenders and property managers face when they're dealing with rental properties.
So let's talk about that. You are the co-founder of RentFacts. What are the problems that are being faced and what are you doing as a solution?
It was really an interesting development of the product because it was truly a product that was developed out of our hearts, if you will. It wasn't something that we created with this idea of, hey, this is going to be a huge success and we're going to make all this money. But really, my partner and I really got tired of seeing people fail. And as an engineer in me, you know, failures were really unacceptable. And so I challenged myself and to really dig deep and say, why are real estate investment failures occurring and how can they be avoided? And what I found out is that the information to help make better decisions is available and out there. But in the single family rental world, that data and information is so fragmented that it's hard to get your hands on. And then when you do get your hands on it, it's hard to interpret. So a lot of the real estate investment failures were really just people that had good intentions and had a good outlook at the beginning, but just because of the absence of information or their misunderstanding of that information ultimately landed in a outcome that they didn't want to have happen. So that's kind of the root of RentFacts. And so really we just pulled all this information together for people into one spot. We refined it down and said, look, this is what really matters when it boils down to it. And there's no silver bullet. So this is a good starting point to look at information and help make good decisions or good next decisions.
So basically you pull publicly available information, you boil it down to what really matters, and you present it in a way that is easily digestible and actionable for the investor, correct?
You hit it on the nail right there, Joe. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So with the information that you boil down, what information is most important that people should be looking at?
Well, so we even simplified that. We present the individual data points on their own so people can dig through that if they're detail-oriented like I am. But we rolled them up into what we call our secret recipe, if you will. It's an algorithm that even further simplifies that decisioning and that interpretation. And so I like to, you know, explain it as we've developed a credit score for rental property. So just like I have a credit score and you have a credit score, what our credit scores tell a prospective lender is the likelihood that we will repay a debt. So if you come to me and you ask me for a loan and I say, hey, I'm gonna pull your credit score and I get that score, as a lender, that score is not telling me to yes loan you or no loan you, but it's guiding me in how I should loan you, of what are appropriate interest rates, should I alter loan amounts, this, that. So the rent, what we call our risk score, is this single score that tells an investor or lender or property manager kind of the sum total of all the risks associated for that rental property into a single number that they can then realize, this is a very high risk proposition I'm reviewing here, or this is a very low risk proposition, and then take the appropriate next steps.
And it's you mentioned it's the likelihood the property will repay the debt. So it doesn't factor in the borrower. It's just the cash flow and the market fundamentals that it's taking into account. Is that correct?
Exactly. Perfect, Joe. We wanted to develop something that was just geographic based. So all your tenant screening and all your advice that your best ever listeners have gotten before from anyone on tenant screening and that importance, that still holds true. That all needs to happen as well. But if you're going out there and looking for properties and you want to know how the collective behavior of tenants and rental properties happen in a given neighborhood, this is an approach that would provide you that information.
How'd you come up with how to weigh certain things against each other, like neighborhood versus crime versus vacancy rate versus the actual age of the property, that type of stuff?
Great question. The short answer is 15 years of hard work. And so we've been working on this sauce or our recipe for a little over 15 years. After about our first 10 years, we then reached out to one of the nation's leading data providers and worked hand in hand with them over a period of 2 2 to 3 years of refining and honing the data that goes into it and the weighting and how it all comes together. And in that process, I probably logged more miles in airplanes and rental cars, traveling to markets, talking with property managers, investors, lenders, and local markets, presenting this scoring to them. And so I would say, flying to Indianapolis, I would have meetings set up and I would lay a heat map of this score of red being high risk and green being low risk. And I would, it's broken down by neighborhood. I put that map in front of seasoned investors that have lived in Indianapolis their entire life. And I would get their feedback and where is it working? Where is it wrong? You know, what do they think? And so you do that in a iterative process. And after, you know, 3 years of doing that, we pretty much had it nailed at that point. And that's what you'll get from our website today.
As markets become gentrified or do the opposite, how do you stay in tune with that with so many markets out there?
Yeah, that's why we knew we had to partner up with one of the nation's leading data providers, because data is constantly coming in. It's coming in on different intervals based upon what that data is. It's coming in at different geographic sizes, whether it's a city level or zip code level. So we needed a partner that was their full-time focus. So their full-time focus was on data. Our full-time focus was on real estate. And so the two of us coming together really made for the pair to make sure that we had the most current available data and real estate professionals that understand how that data and those dynamics translate into the real world.
Shane, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh, wow. Just to that point, I would just encourage people to don't rush into anything. Make sure that you're running your due diligence and you're seeking information. Because when it goes right, it's great. But when it goes wrong, it's super tough. And I just don't like to see people put in that spot.
Spoken like a true engineer. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Ready or not, here it comes, huh?
That's true. Yeah, it's kind of a rhetorical question because it's happening anyway. First, a quick word from our sponsor. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Okay, Shane, best ever book you've read.
It's hard to beat Dr. Seuss. Put out a book, All the Places You'll Go, that is still my favorite today.
How come?
It's amazing how it can capture the imagination of a young child, but then I read it, you know, I'm well into my 40s and I read it yet today, and the depth and what was the information being presented there still rings true for me, and it's just an enlightening read that's easy to read, easy to digest, and relates on whatever level and age you are of the opportunities and the world that exists out there for you, I, and all your best ever listeners.
And best ever listeners, we know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
I think you probably hear this a lot, but having children, I got two girls. Having them has taught me more than I ever could imagine.
What specifically is one thing that you've learned from it?
My first daughter took on some health challenges in the first year of her life. And so what I learned is a new depth of gratitude and love that I don't think you could ever find otherwise. What it's like when something can be taken away from you so quickly. And so you become very grateful for what you have, and you become very present in the moment, enjoying every day.
Well, first and foremost, my thoughts are with her and your family, and I hope that everything is fine with her now. You said it was in the first year of her life.
She's 9 now, and you wouldn't know any different.
Good, good. Best ever success habit you practice?
I wake up early. I get up at 4:30 every morning and make sure I set my intentions and priorities for the day.
What time do you go to bed?
Oh, you know, if I don't get to bed before, 10:30, you know, if it gets past 10:30, I'm in trouble.
So is everybody else around you, right?
I need those 6 hours of very valuable sleep.
Best ever deal you've done?
The best deal I've done is partnering with the right people. One of my businesses is a family operated company, and my father and brother are the best partners I could ever ask for. And then with RentFacts, I partnered with an outstanding individual that he and I shared this passion to bring this product. So I don't know that you'd call them a deal. They're businesses, but they are by far the best thing I've done as far as deals go, of getting into business with people that share the same vision that I do and come from the same moral and ethical fabric.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Well, it would have to be RentFacts. It's fairly new, and it's an infant as we introduce it to the marketplace. And I'm just excited to help people. And I'm so hopeful that people find it helpful. And we're getting feedback and testimonials already that just brighten my day, because we changed the course of one person's poor decision-making that could have been catastrophic. And that is the best thing that happens to me in a day, just to hear that feedback of, wow, you know, thank you so much for sharing this with me, because I decided not to purchase that property, or I did something else. And that is so rewarding. So very excited about that.
Best ever way you like to give back?
Again, not to be redundant, but when RentFacts was kind of a project of passion, if you will. So it is beyond my traditional volunteer opportunities that I do. RentFacts was a tool built to give back. It is the taking lots and lots of years of development and knowledge of investors, and probably several best ever listeners out there right now, aggregating their feedback and information and putting it into an accessible and digestible format that people can make better decisions.
Best ever quote?
There's lots of them out there. I like one from Albert Einstein. A lot of his quotes are, people aren't sure that he did it or not, but it's attributed to him. And there's a quote that said, "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." And it really speaks to me that I'm just an average person out there, an average investor, probably no different than a lot of your audience members. So I just stuck with this problem for 15 years to try to solve it. And so it was a more of persistence and perseverance that has brought me to some of my successes versus any overnight, what I call overnight home runs. So
what's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Moving too quickly. I've had several deals that I have moved too quickly. I've grown too quickly. I've acquired properties too quickly, and those have had negative consequences to them. So I have a lot of scars in the world of investing. So I did not go through this unscathed. I have many a scar from failures and bad mistakes.
And Shane, what's the best ever place to reach you?
You know, I'm still one of those email type guys. I'm not terribly active with social media or anything else. So the best way to reach me would be Shane at my email. It's shane@rentfactspro.com.
Shane, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. I really enjoy speaking to engineers, and I'll even group CPAs into your bucket of types of personalities. And I hate to generalize, but it's similar because it's very straightforward and analytical. And again, I know that's a generalization, and there are tons of different personalities in every different type of industry. But I love hearing engineers talk, and I love hearing you talk about the methodical nature in which you approach your work and how you go about it. And, you know, it ties into your best ever advice where you mentioned don't rush into anything. Well, that's and you'd mentioned the biggest mistakes you made. So it kind of contradicts that, but you've learned from it. And with RentFacts and accumulating the knowledge throughout the years and then building up to something where it allows people to efficiently and effectively. Now, I haven't checked it out, and I'm not getting paid to promote this, and I'm not promoting. I'm just learning along with the best ever listeners. It sounds like it is a good way to, you know, understand what's the most relevant information. And your career, it sounds like, has kind of been accumulation or building up to this point. And it's very interesting to hear your path of progress and how you've gotten here. And certainly how you and your company have become data driven, which is incredibly important and quite challenging as well, you know, as markets shift on a regular basis. So thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.